Here is an extract from a People Talk production called A Room Without a Smile, written by Gary Mepstead and read by Nicola Dane. If you like the story, why not visit our website at www.peopletalk.libsyn.com.
You are listening to a People Talk production of A Room Without a Smile, written and directed by Gary Mepstead, narrated by Nicola Dane, produced by Nigel Killick. I doubt I went into that small back bedroom more than a dozen times in the 14 months we lived there. James said it would make the ideal nursery, and it did seem perfect. Butter yellow walls, crisp white paintwork, and silky sky blue curtains left by the previous owners. A view over quiet leafy back gardens, white rabbits in a palatial hutch on one side, on the other a dumpy little corgi called Klaus with a strange yodeling bark who would launch himself into the air like a cork out of a pop gun whenever he spotted either of us at the bedroom window. James used to tease him by leaping out from behind the curtains and pulling hideous faces. With a demonic expression, he'd wrestle me onto the brand new bed, which still smelled of polythene, and we'd make clumsy, giggly love, with poor Klaus going mad in the garden below. James thought we should keep the walls their original colour. They're good as new. Maybe get one of those border thingies. Trains, racing cars, or marching toy soldiers, and a lampshade shaped like a castle. Alone in the house, I'd find myself standing in the doorway of what we'd taken to calling Baby's Room, imagining a bright, pretty frieze at cot height so that Baby could see it. Not soldiers, though. Buckets and spades, beach balls and sand castles, slurpy pastel ice cream cones, a lamp shaped like a sandcastle, seashell prints on the walls. I wanted a minty green carpet in soft wool, light beach shelves for all the toys. I'd stand on the threshold, determined to get to work, tape measure in hand, clutching my pad of graph paper and my coloured pencils, and then catch myself, thinking up excuses not to begin. At least not at that precise moment, with so much else demanding my attention. I knew what I was doing, but I couldn't help myself. I'd spot a dust-coated cobweb in the corner of the landing, twisting in the draught from the hallway. Or the post would arrive, or the telephone would ring, or I'd have an urgent need to pee. It's all right, baby. Your mummy's just being silly and hormonal today. Better tomorrow, I promise. I'd have to leave my nursery plans until another day and explain to James that I was still too tired.
You've been listening to a People Talk production of A Room Without a Smile, written by Gary Mepstead and read by Nicola Dane. If you wish to continue to hear the rest of the story, please go to our website at www.peopletalk.libsyn.com.